Daf is Daf Tes Vav. So we got around 10 lines down to two dafs, trying to get a little ahead of ourselves. So the Gemara says, Aval Kadam Hekdeshim. So now we're analyzing the second half, the Sefer of yesterday's Mishnah, where if, let's say, the Hekdesh, you're Makdesh an animal prior to the Mum Kavua. So then the Lacha, we said, now this animal really had Kedushas a Guf. And then it got a Mum Kavua, it becomes Psule Mekdashim, where Davar Mekdesh, Davar Hekdesh becomes Pasul. So Gemara had all the various halachas, everything was the opposite of the ratio. So Gemara said, Menachem Emilia, how do I know the halachas of the Misha, the case? It says, the Tanur Rabban, the Brayta, tells us Tzvi. So what's Tzvi? The Pasuk tells us, I'm reading the Pasuk, it says, Ach, kasher yechel tzivis ayil, kein tochalanu. So the Gemara here, in talking about Psulim Mekdashim, it's comparing a Psulim Mekdashim to Tzvi and ayil. So what we learn from the comparison to a Tzvi, so Gemara says, Ma Tzvi pater min ha-bechora, af Psulim Mekdashim, Patur min ha-bechora. A tzvi is pater from a bechora. Only a behem, only a domesticated animal, such as a cow, is chayv in a bechora. But a wild animal, chaya, such as a tzvi, is pater. So just like a tzvi is pater min ha-bechora, so too, through this hekish in the pasuk, psul mekdashim, a davar hekish, it became possible, even though it's a cow, but since it's psul mekdashim, it's pater min ha-bechora. So Gemara says, Otsi anias ha-bechora, I'm going to exclude, exempt a psul mekdashim from bechora, below Otsi as ha-matanos, but I'm not going to exempt it from matanos. Meaning maybe you should be chayv to give zera l'chaim v'keva to the kohen of psul mekdashim. Gemara says, Tamar lomer ha-ayil, another pasuk, just like a ram, just like ma-ayil pater min ha-bechora min ha-matanos, just like a ram is pater from a bechora, a ram is a wild animal, and it's also pater from matanos, af Psulai Mukdashim Psum Bechara Umatanos. So too, Psum Mukdashim are pater from both a Bechara as learned from the Tzvi and also pater from Matanos as learned from a Ayil. So Gemara says, E Matzvi Ayil, if you're really using a Tzvi and Ayil as a model, Chelban Mutter, the Chelev, right? The fats of a Tzvi and Ayil. Chelev is only Aser of a Behema, but Chelev of a Chaya is Mutter. So Tzvi Ayil is a chaya, so just like the tzvi ayil is chelban, the chelav is mutter, ach psul mekdashim chelban mutter. So too the chelav of a psul mekdashim, even though the psul mekdashim is a behema, it might be a cow, but the chelav should be mutter if it's really being equated to that of a tzvi ayil. Gemara says tam lomer ach chalak, ach says no, we're not equating all the halachas of tzvi ayil to psul mekdashim, only some of the halachas. So we're saying ach say no, in terms of the chelav, we're not going to learn a heter from the Tziv Ayil, the Heter, the Isser of Chalev still remains intact from the Behemah of Psulim Mekdashim. So that's the whole, that's the initial Braisa. So Gemara is now going to analyze pieces of this Braisa. Amar Mar, Otsias HaBechor V'lo Otsias HaMatanos, Maishna. So Gemara said, initially when we learn from the word Tzvi is teaching us that the Psulim Mekdashim is Pater from Bechor, but not Pater from Amatanos. That was the first stage before bringing the word Ayil. So if we had to choose which one to exempt first, which one not, Gemara wants to know, Maishna, why are we choosing to exempt Bechor first and not Matanos? Maybe you should really exempt Matanos first before Bechor.
What difference would it make?
In the end of the day, in the end, we exempt both of them.
Because we always have those limud, we never ask that question.
I don't never. No, I think you ask some, I'm sure. Yeah. So Gemara says, Otsias HaBechor Shein Shavakol. I would have, this whole Havamina to only exclude a Bechor is because Ein Shavakol, it's not equal to all, meaning Bechor doesn't apply to all genders. A Bechor only applies to a Zachar, not to a Nekeva. Below Otsias HaMatanos Shavas Bechor. But I'm not going to exclude Matanos. Matanos is more expansive. Matanos applies even to Nekevos, even a female animal, you must give the Matanos. So that's why I would think Matanos should still be Chai by Psul Mekdashim. So that's why we have to have a second pasuk of Ayil to exclude a psul mekdashim even from matanos. So then the Gemara says, okay, so that clears everything up. So now we have this equation of tziva Ayil to psul mekdashim. How far are we willing to take this connection, this hekish? So Gemara says, Amar Leira Papa Labayir. Papa says, let's take it a step further. E matziva Ayil ain osas beno noeg behen. Osas beno only applies to a behema, doesn't apply to a chaya. So tziva Ayil is not subject to osas beno. So if that's the case, if Tzvi V'ayil is pater from Osas B'no, maybe I should say Af Psulim Mekdashim Ein Osas B'no Noegba. This should not be an Isser. If you have a Psulim Mekdashim and it's mother or it's calf, there should be a Heter to Shecht both on the same day. So Gemara says, Amar Le. Abai responds back to your papa saying, My Medame Slehu. What exactly, what type of comparison are you making here? So the Gemara says, before we go right here, it's clear, everybody agrees there's not a full equation of Tziva Ayil and Psulim Mekdashim. Because you already learned before, the word Ach tells us there's a place where we draw the line. So it's certainly not a Tziva Ayil. So it's a behema. It's a behema with certain heterim. So in the end of the day, this Psul Mekdashim, how are we going to categorize a Psul Mekdashim? It's definitely a behemoth, but is it a behemoth that's a chulin animal, or is it a behemoth that's a kachim animal? It's definitely not a chaya. So the Gemara asks, he says, "Lamar medamislev, how? What category are you going to put the psulim mekdashim in? Ilachulin, if you're going to categorize this as a regular behemah chulin, well, regular chulin animals are subject to oses beno noigba. Vila kachim, you think no, the psulim mekdashim is a din of kachim, well, oses beno is noigba as well. So no matter how you slice it, this psulim mekdashim, which is in fact a behemah, it's really a cow. Whether it's a chulin animal, whether it's a kachim animal, it's certainly subject to oses beno. So how are you able to learn now from Tziva Ayo to try to exempt it from oses beno?" So the Gemara says, wait a second, that's not a good comparison. Because if you're going to say that it's either chulin or kachim, and you're ignoring the connection to Tziva Ayo, so ihachi gabi chel bonami neimahachi, have the same svar by chelev, and you should say, l'mayim redamishlu, how are we categorizing, how are we comparing the psul mekdashim? Ilachulin, if you want to compare psul mekdashim to a chulin behema, well, chulin behema, the chelbon is aser. Vila kachim, if you want to say it's more of a kachim behema, the chelbon is also aser. But we said before that the chelev of psul mekdashim is mutter. So if you're going to say it's a kachim or chulin, that completely undermines the connection to Tziva Ayo. The connection to Tziva Ayo is supposed to give us heterim. So that can't be the reason why we exclude oses beno. So Gemara goes back to square one. How do we know that oses beno does apply to the behema, and we don't learn it from Tziva Ayo? We said chelbon is mutter. Chelbon is aser. So we're saying from here, we don't need the ach because we could have compared it to either chulin or kashim. We need the ach, right. So Gemara says, Ella, Gemara says, lav mi'amris, is not that we say ach v'lo chelbon. The word ach tells us, meaning we can't make the mi'madamislei, chulin or kashim, doesn't make any sense. The categorization of psul mekdashim is not really categorized. It's a whole other bria b'fnei atzma. So the only reason why we know things is based on drushes, not based on svara. So we say lav mi amris, do we not say ach means v'lo chelban? We equate psul mekdashim to tziva ayol regarding halachas of pater min habechora and pater min amatanos, but ach tells, but not here. Regarding chelban, we say it's not like tziva ayol. The psul mekdashim's chelav is aser. So eman nami, we should say as well ach v'lo oses beno. We shouldn't compare psul mekdashim to oses beno either, and say that oses beno does apply to psul mekdashim. We should use that same way, that same ach, to exclude both the chelbon and oses beno from the lachas learned from tziva ayo. So that's the explanation. So Gemara now says Rava comes along to explain differently. Rava amar ach is oses beno hudasa. Ach tells me that don't learn a heter oses beno from tziva ayo. Ach means we stop here. Now this is where it stops, and we say there is an Isser Oses Beno to Psul Mekdashim. So what about the Isser of the Chelev that applies? That the Isser Chelev is not, we don't learn a Heter of Chelev from Tziva Ayo. That's the Chelbo, the Isser of Chelev to Psul Mekdashim is learned from the word Midamo Nafka. It says in the Pasuk Midamo, so it says, Dichsiv Rak Es Damo Lo Sochel. So Damo means Chelev, how do we know? My Damo, how do you define the word Damo? Elaim adamam mamish, it means that the blood, don't eat the blood of psul mekdashim. Well, of course, why would you think you would be allowed to? Lo yeh el adamam to tziva ayil. Let it be like the blood of a tziva ayil. Atu damam to tziva ayil mishari. Is the blood of a tziva ayil mutter? No, it's aser. Blood's always aser. So that can't be talking. You can't take the word damo literally in this pasuk because it's always aser. We don't need a special pasuk of psul mekdashim telling me damo is lo sochel. So must be Ella, Damo is Chelbo. So how do we know that Oses Beno is Aser and Chelev is Aser to Psul Mekdashim? The word Ach tells me Oses Beno is Aser, and the word Damo means Chelbo, that the Chelev is Aser for Psul Mekdashim. That's the Drasha of Rava. So Gemara says, if really Damo means Chelbo, so why not be clear? Let the Pasuk tell me, Lichta Rachmana Chelbo, and that would really be very clear, because Damo is really off the radar. Just say Chelbo lo sochel. So the Gemara says, Iksiv Rachmana Chelev, had the Pasuk said the word Chelev as Chelbo lo sochel, Habamina, I would have thought, Ahani Hekesha v'ahani Kra. I could have learned something both from the Hekesh from Tziva Ayil and also from the usage of Chelev. How do you know? What does that mean? Ahani Hekesha l'mutei mikaris. I would have learned the connection to Psul Mekdashim to Tziva Ayil. I would have learned that Chelev, there's no karis. D'chi kasiv karis ha'ochel chelev behema hu d'chsiv. I would have thought that there's no Isser Karis. We're eating a behemoth Chelev, it's an Isser Karis. when eating psul mukdashim, there shouldn't be karis. That's how we had to learn from Tziva Ayil. And then I would say, v'hani krala mekem alev alav ba'alma, but then I would have said, that if it said chel below sochel, I would have thought that the chelev should be over on a lav, there should be a lav here. And so the Gemara says, therefore, that's why we say that's the conclusion that we would have made. For that reason, lahachi apke rachmana blushin damo lo malacha ma damo bekaris afchel bekaris. Meaning, in the end of the day, the chelav of psul mikdashim is chayv karis. Had it said chelav lo socha, I would have thought there should only be a lav based on that pasuk. So, in order to prevent us from making such a limud, we said damo lo sochel. Just like dam, there's an iser karis, no matter what type of animal. So, to chelav, there's an iser karis by psule mukdashim. So Gemara says, "V'ha'atana." Doesn't the Brisa tell us, "Ach v'lo chelbo kamar"? We just said before, what's the source that the chelav of psul mikdashim is aser based on the word damo? But this Brisa clearly says it's the word "ach" that tells me the chelav is aser, not the word damo. So Gemara says, "No, the Brisa means hachi kamar. Ilu lo nemar damo. Had the pasuk not said damo, ha'isi omer ach v'lo chelbo. I would have said the source would have been ach." However, it does say damo. Achshav shenemar damo. Now that the pasuk in fact does say damo, damo is telling me that it's a chelav, and ach is telling me the osas beno who the osam, and that's how the Gemara concludes that both. Just to be clear, psul mukdashim is patir min a bachor and patir from matanos learned out from tziva ayil, but there's an iser chelav and there's an iser of osas beno because the word ach and the word damo. Fine. Gemara now says the last four lines on the Amud here, V'einan yotzin l'chulim. Even after one has redeemed the psul mikdashim, you have an animal that you were makdish, which is completely tam. And then it got a balmum, it became a balmum, so then even after you've redeemed it, you still can't use it for giza v'avodah. How do you know? So Gemara says, Minani Mila, how do you know that there's an iser giza v'avodah to psul mikdashim? The Tanya Rabbanan, the Braita tells us, Tizbach v'lo giza. You have to bring it as an animal to shecht it, but you can't bring it to you can't shear it. Basar v'lo chalav. You could, what it says basar here means the you eat the meat, but you can't eat the chalav of it. So then the Gemara says, V'achalta means v'lo l'chlavecha. You could eat the meat after you've redeemed it, but you can't give it to the dog. So these are different drushes, how we learn the iser of giz v'avoda, not using it for other things outside of your own personal eating it. So then the Gemara says, Mikantum, here we learn the brisa, she'ein poden es ha-kodshim la'achilim la'klavim. You can't redeem a kodshim in order to serve it to the dogs. You have to eat it in such a proper, respectful way. Ikadamri, others say, that the drasha is differently, and it comes out as machlokas here. Others say the drasha is tizbach v'achalta. You should shecht it and eat it in order for ein lecha b'heter achila el mishas zvich v'elech. You can only eat the animal from the point that you shechted it. But according to this drasha, we're using tizbach v'achalta. There's no available word now to tell me that you're allowed to that you can't feed it to the dogs, because before we use the word v'achalta that you eat it, but not the klavim. But now we're saying the word v'achalta v'zvachta means you should eat it only after you shecht it, but don't benefit from it prior to shechting it. So the word v'achalta is no longer available to exclude dogs. So this ikadami concludes aval podin sakachim la'achil l'klavim. But you may redeem it in order to feed it to the dogs. You can give it to the dogs after you've already redeemed it. Before redeeming it, before shechting it, you can't. But after you redeemed it, after you shecht it, you in fact can give it to the dog. So this is a very important machlokas, what to do, what can be done with psul mikdashim after it's been redeemed. May it be given to dogs or may not be given to dogs. Just from the note here, on the side it seems that the Rambam paskins, the Rambam doesn't bring any things here. I believe we paskin just based on how Rashi quotes all over Shas, but I don't know how the Rambam paskins. I believe we paskin that you're not allowed to. Ein podin lachin leklavim, but I didn't look it up. Okay. Gemara now says Vayter. Vladan vechelban chalavan aser leacher pidyonim. The Vladan, what?
The Ramban holds that it's also.
Ah, okay. So I believe others as well. Let's see. Yeah, Tosas apparently as well says that too. So that's a discussion. I believe that's how, I think that's how Rashi quotes it all over Shas. So I think that's how we pass him. So now the Gemara says the Vladan vechalavan, this not chelib, but chalavan, the milk. The offspring and the milk are aser la'achar pidyonim. After one has redeemed the psul mikdashim, you still can't benefit from the vlad, you still can't benefit from the milk. So, hey chidami, what's the case here of the vlad that we're talking about that's still aser after pidyon? Ilema di'aba avisyali la'achar pidyonim. It's a case where the psul mikdashim, after it's been redeemed, this cow becomes pregnant. and gives birth all after the pidyonim. Amai, why is it going to be aser? Why would the vlad be aser? Vlad tziva ayil ninu. It should be no different than the vlad of a regular tziva ayil, like the pasuk says. And just like a vlad of a tziva ayil is mutter bana, so to the vlad of this redeemed psul mikdashim should be mutter as well. So that can't be the case, because that's certainly going to be mutter. Ela diaber lefnei pidyonim v'sali lacher pidyonim. It's a situation where psul mikdashim became pregnant while still kadosh, and then after being redeemed, it had given birth. So that's where we say the vlad is going to be aser. So Gemara says, but that implies halifnei pidyonon mikdash nami kache. But let's say the animal of psul mikdashim had given birth prior to being redeemed, so that would indicate that it's implied here that that animal would be kadosh. That animal would be kadosh, and that vlad would have a din of hekdesh to it. So the Gemara says, right, the first case was it's aser. Right, the case, if it gave birth after the pidyon, we say there's no kachim to it. It's not a davar hekdesh, but it's still aser to get hana. We'll see why in a second. After she had, okay, if it's before the womb, that's a regular kachim animal. That's a regular kachim animal. So this is a case where it gave birth after, before, exactly, so before that, so that animal actually becomes a mikdash nami kachim. Not only is the vlad aser, but it's actually a kadosh, she has kedushas aguf to it. So Gemara said, Minah Hanemila, how do you know that's kedushas aguf to a vlad of psul mikdashim? The Tanya Bar and the Braita tells us, Zachar, the rabbis is a vlad, Nekeva, the rabbis is a timur. What's this talking about? So the context here is, it's talking about shlomim. The Pasuk says, im zachar min nekeva, we know when it comes to carbon ola, the carbon ola has to come from a zachar, a male animal for ola, chatas is a nekeva, and shlomim could come from either a zachar or a nekeva. The Pasuk says, im zachar min nekeva. So the Gemara Darshan, zachar includes a vlad, and nekeva comes to include a temura, that these items as well are subject to the halachas of the shlomim of kachim. So that's a regular animal. Gemara says, "Ain li ela vlad tamimim." I only know if the vlad was a tamim animal when tamuras tamimim, and you're trying to transfer the kedusha onto tamim. How do I know if the vlad is a bali mumim or if the tamura is a bali mumim? I'm trying to transfer the kedusha to bali mumim. How do I know that too as well takes on the kedusha of the mother? Gemara says, "At the source minayin kishu omer im zacha." The word im, the rabbis vlad bali mumim. Even if the vlad is a bali mumim, is also included in the kedusha. That vlad will be kadosh. And im in the cave with the extra word im is even including the rabbis. Timuras bali mumim. So this is how we know that if a animal that's psul mikdashim, if it hasn't yet been redeemed, the vlad is going to be not only aser, but it will be kadosh. But if psul mikdashim had already been redeemed, so then the vlad isn't kadosh, but the vlad is still aser. And Gemara is going to say, now we're discussing, how come the vlad is aser? If you redeem the animal, I have a cow that was kadosh. The cow lost a leg, and now it's a bali mumim. Now I redeem it, and it gives birth to an animal that it was pregnant from when being kadosh, that vlad we say is aser. Even though right now I redeemed the cow already, and the cow seemingly is chulin for many halachas, how come the vlad is going to be aser if it's already the mother's already chulin?
When we say what?
So the Gemara is going to explain this now. So Gemara says, Osan vlados shalachar pidyonim. Those vlad that come after you redeem the mother, what's the deal with them? Matel, what do you mean it's aser? Matelem. So how should one practice with them? So Gemara says, Lifne pidyonam, before you redeem the mother, is miflik pligibhu. There's a machlokas, how to treat such a vlad. Ikleman damar kachi likarif. Some say that the vlad, if it's a full vlad that's a tamim, it's kadosh to bring it as a carbon. You can bring him amish as a carbon. Vikadamar, others say, no, it's kache liriya, it's kodesh, but you can't bring it as a carbon. You have to let it graze until it gets a mum, and then when it gets a mum, you could redeem it and use the funds to buy a carbon. But that's only prior to hektation, prior to pinyonim, rather. Before you're poed to the mother, there's the question, how much kedusha does this vlad have? But le'achar pinyonim, if you already redeemed the mother, and then the mother had given birth to this calf, matelen, what's the status of this calf? We said before it's aser. What do you mean it's aser? Is it kadosh or is it not kadosh? So Amar Rav Huna, konten l'kipa vein mason. He says that one should just lock up the calf and let it die. There's no takana. Why? Because he goes through the possibilities. Hey, Chaliyavid, what else are you supposed to do with such an animal? L'karvino, if you want to say, to bring the vlad as a carbon, mikoch kadusha d'chuyakasu. This animal, a calf, came from a mother which wasn't roy for the carbon, so you can't say that the offspring has greater kedusha than the source, so you can't bring it as a carbon. That's certainly true. Lifrakinu, if you want to try to redeem the animal and extract the kedusha from it, that too doesn't work, because lo alime limitves pidyonam. This kedusha is not strong enough. It's counterintuitive. But sometimes you need a high level of kedusha for it to stick. Since the kedusha is so so diluted on the Vlad, it's nothing to attach to, the Pidyon doesn't work either. It has to be significant for the Pidyon to take effect. So Pidyon doesn't work, the Kedusha isn't strong enough to grab onto a Pidyon, and it can't be brought as a carbon because it comes from a from Koach Kedusha Dechuyakasu, and therefore the Psak is simply Konsin Lekipa. Just let it die. That's all. No, but remember, the mother still, even after the pidyon, the mother still has some level of kedusha. We still can't use it for giz of avoda. It's a patim and a bachora. So there's certain lingering kedusha that exists there. So that the calf has lingering kedusha that is the same as the mother. So I mean, let's say that calf would grow to be older and be a mother itself. I would imagine also that child would be patim for bachor and mata. I think. Yeah, I think so.
Question is, lefriku is meaning. The question is, should they let it get a mum and then poide, or even without the mum is they have a mina?
Once you let it graze, it means it's still a mum, no?
No, because then it would be a third option. You could let it graze till it has a mum, and then meaning.
Then you can poide it.
I'm not sure if it makes a difference. I mean,
it seems that it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, they say whether you wait for it doesn't work. Whether it's with a moment, without a moment, it just doesn't work.
Right.
Right. Okay.
He talks about it.
He says down here as well, he points out what you're saying, Andy, here, that really it's uber yerech imo. And really, it shouldn't require any pidyon. But we're about to see, the Gemara is about to explain that the Chacham created an iser of using the animal, even though you're right, it's really a chulin animal. So very good. So the Gemara says as follows. So now, Ami b'marav, in the West, they said, Mishmei de Rebbe Chanina. They explain, there's another way to get around this. So you don't want the animal to die, just let it sit in the cage until it dies. There's another avenue here to take. So it says as follows. Samuch lepidyonam matfisan l'shem osa zevach. So right before you want to redeem the Vlad, what you should do is, you should be makdish the Vlad for the Kedusha of the mother. And then that Vlad becomes that same Kedusha. Meaning what? Right now the Vlad has a certain Kedusha from the mother. But you can now add your own level of Kedusha to the Vlad itself. So wait a second, what does that mean? I have a Vlad inside the mother, so the mother's Kadosh, and the Vlad has the same Kedusha. How am I able to maktish the Vlad if the Vlad isn't yet born? So Gemara says, this is how it goes. Samech lepidyonam, the meimer divinei pidyoninu. So Gemara says, wait a second here. We said before you can't be poded the Vlad. Now we're saying what you should do it right before you're poded the Vlad, you should now, is that to say, lemeimer divinei pidyoninu, you're allowed to be poded the Vlad? So Ella, Gemara says, aim as follows. Samech lepidyon iman matvisan l'shem osa zevach. Before you redeem the mother, while the Vlad is still inside the mother cow, so then what you should do is matvis the Vlad. You should be makdish of Vlad for the same Kedusha of the mother, and then it has a different level of Kedusha, then afterwards you can redeem it, meaning as follows. We assume the Vlad only had the Kedusha of the mother. So now the mother has a mum, I want to redeem the mother. Before you redeem the mother, leave the Kedusha, makdish the Vlad, the not yet born Vlad, with the Kedusha of the mother. The mother is a shlamim, so you want to be makdish the Vlad to be a shlamim as well. And then, when the animal is born, it's not coming because of the koach of the mother, it's coming because of its own kedusha that you just gave it, and that can be either used as a carbon, seemingly, or it can be used to wait for the moment and give it a pidyon. If it's already born. But if you're makdish it right before it's born, right, that kedusha will stick, and then it will have a regular kedusha, a regular animal.
From here, it can only give the same kedusha as a mother.
Exactly.
If it's shlamim, you have to keep it.
Because it can't be a stira, seemingly, with the uber and the yerachimo. Right. So that seemingly would be what's behind this. Right. So the Gemara says now, going back to time of mind, going back to the Gemara, what was the reason why the Mishnah had said that if a vlad that was born from Baal Mum, that the pidyon that the vlad is aser. So, second.
It was conceived before the mother was redeemed.
Right, it was born after the pidyon.
This is a case where it's born after the pinyon, in which case it should be mutter.
Yes,
if you're poded the mother already, the mother is now a chulun animal, so any vlad that comes afterwards should be chulun as well. So clearly there's the iser, the vlad is only an iser, midirabanan. So what was the motivation why behind the chacham, why they wanted to say vlad is aser? So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Levi, because gzeira shema yigadel mehen adarim adarim. They were concerned that, let's say the mother is mother's psul mikdashim, which means I can't use it for giza vavoda. That's an issa deraisa. But I can still use this to create offspring, a whole thing of calves. That means I want this psul mikdashim to be around for a long time in my property. Now they were concerned if I were to leave my mother psul mikdashim around for a long time, I might end up using it for giza vavoda, and that's going to lead to a takala. Therefore, they says all the vlad are going to be usher as well, which means you're stuck, you're backed into a corner, you have no options. You can't use it for vlados. You can't use it for giza vavoda, so what can you do? Just shech the animal and eat it, and therefore there's no chashash batakala by trying to raise calves and having stuck with this mother, psul mikdashim, around your farm. Okay, Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, Amud Beis, by minei Ravina Merav Sheshes. Ravina asks Rav Sheshes, mao she matfisan lechol zevach she yirtza. The vlad that's in the stomach of the mother, psul mikdashim, could you use it for other, can you make a different hektesh? That's a steer to the mother. Mother shlamim, can you make the vlad ola? Is that allowed? So Amar Lei, ain matfisan, you're not allowed to be matfis the vlad, only the kedusha of the mother itself. My time. Yeah, good question. I'm not sure. Maybe you can make it tonight of some sort. If it's a zachar, oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I'm not sure. So then the Gemara says, "Am I time? What's the reason?" Amar Lei, Gamar b'sharecha b'sharecha mi bechor. We learn exer shavet. It says sharecha by bechor and then sharecha by psul mikdashim. Ma bechor ein matvisin lechol zevach sheyirtza. Just like you can't make a bechor to any zevach, the bechor is a bechor. You can't make it an ola or shlamim or chatas won't work, or ola or shlamim. Dichsev ach bechor sheyivu kal Hashem bebehema lo yaki sheish iso. You can't make it to a different kedusha. Just like bechor is the only kedusha that exists. Af honey ain matvis and lechol zevach sheyirtza. Here as well, you can't choose whatever kedusha you want. Has to remain the kedusha of the mother. And Tanya Kavasa the Rav Sheshes, the Brisa goes like Rav Sheshes, which is said as follows, a very long Brisa, which you're going to read very quickly now. Kachim she kadim mum lekavua lekdeshim, an animal that already is a ba mum before the kedusha, so that we said is really a chulun animal. You can't be makdish a ba mum. So what happens? Niftu, you redeem the kedusha's damim from it. It's chay bebechor uv matanos. Bein lefnei, bein la'achar pidyonam, whether before the pidyon, whether after the pidyon, ha'gozes va'ovid ben eino sofik es arbam, there's no violation of giza, va'voda to this animal, since the bamum came before the hektesh, bein lefnei pidyonam, bein la'achar pidyonam, ein osin tamura, this animal can't create tamura like we saw in yesterday's daf, lefnei pidyonam, before you've redeemed the animal, that's kudushas damim, it's mo'alan behen, there's an isma'ila, however, la'achar pidyonam, after you've redeemed it already, ein mo'alan behen, there is no violation of ma'ila, v'ladosan chol, the offspring are you redeem it when there are 1 second. The vlados, the offspring, can be redeemed when they're tamim. We don't have to wait for a bamum. We can wait for them to be a tamim. That was a discussion we had yesterday's daf. And matvis and lechol zevach sheyirtza, so the vlad could be any type of carbon that it wants. So that's all consistent with what we just said. Kolol shadavar, what's the principle? Harehein kachulim lechol devarim. In this case, where the mum was there prior to the hektish, it's mamish chol lechol davar, vein lecha ba'ela, mitzvah iloi bavad. The only thing there is a mitzvah to redeem it, a pinyon, outside of the requirement of redeeming the kedusha damim. Everything else remains a regular chulun animal. In contrast to that, aval kadam hekdesh nes mumum. If you're makdish the animal first prior to the mum, that's what we call psul mikdashim, what we discussed in today's daf. That we say, oh, or mum over. There was first a mum over lakdishin, where the hekdesh is chal on a mum over, on a temporary mum, and only lachem mikan nolan mum kavua. Then it developed into a permanent mum. So that's what we call psul mikdashim. That's niftu. That gets redeemed, and ptur min habachora umin matanos. Bein lefnei pidyonim, bein lefnei acher pidyonim, ha-goz is vavoda ben sofik es arbam. It's chayv and giz vavoda. Bein lefnei pidyonim, bein lefnei acher pidyonim, osin temura could create temura. Lefnei pidyonim, mo'alim behen, prior to pidyonim, there's a violation of me'ila. Le'acher pidyonim, after you've redeemed the psul mikdashim, ein mo'alim behen, there's no iser me'ila anymore. Vladosem kodesh, like we said before, the vlad is kodesh if it was born prior to the pidyonim. Vein niftan tamimim, they are not redeemed when Tamim, you have to wait for them to get a Baal Mum, the Vlados, before redeeming it. Ve'ein matbisin l'chol zevach shiyutzen, you may not, you make the Vlad whatever you want. It must be the same Kedusha as the mother. That's the raya we brought to Rav Sheshis. Now the Gemara just concludes, Klal Shadavar, the principle is, Harehein kaktesh l'chol devrem, Psulim akdashim arkadosh, across the board, Ve'ein l'chabel ela hetter achil bavad. The only difference is, you're allowed to eat the Psulim akdashim outside the base of Migdash. Outside of that, it's mamasha kachim l'chol davar. The Gemara now wants to know, what are these Klal Davar teaching us? Whenever there's a Klal Shadavar, it's always coming to include something that had not been yet mentioned. So Klal Davar Shal Reisha, the Klal of the Reisha, is Lasuya Shochtan B'chutz Pater. That if you shech the animal, the Reisha case, where it's really Mamash Chulun Chodavar, if you shech it outside, that's Pater. There's no Shechute Chutz by a Chulun animal. And Klal Shadavar the Seifa, the last principle of the Seifa, the last time we just read it, is Lasuya Chalavo, that the Chalav of Psumik Dashim is Aser as well. Although you could eat the Basar, you may not eat the Chalav or drink the Chalav of Stulei Mukdash. Okay, we'll stop here, everyone. Have a wonderful day.